And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Neil Bench. The construction cost is now up to $3.3 billion. The initial firm cost estimate was $1.6 billion. Just a few short months ago, the firm number was increased by almost $1 billion. The newer cost estimate of $2.5 billion was not to be exceeded. No cost overruns guaranteed, but potential service cuts possible. Now Go Triangle Transit is at $3.3 billion, their latest construction cost estimate for the Durham Orange Light Rail line. One thing is for sure, the final number is unknown and it is not lower. Why do some of our elected officials insist on wearing light rail blinders? Why do some of our elected officials believe in mortgaging our future on one limited coverage transit line is a good thing for Orange County and its residents? We should be looking for projects that service most of our county residents, not a small portion. At the lower cost estimate, light rail is estimated to consume over 90% of the half-cent transit dollars, leaving next to nothing for bus service. Bus service needs to be expanded and improved to make our system truly viable and to serve a greater portion of Orange County. With the recently approved Orange County bond, less than half of our school needs will be met, with some advancement in affordable housing. What is the financial plan for funding schools, senior resources, parks, transit, public safety, and the list goes on and on? Please join me in talking to our elected officials in order to end this enormous money pit of a project and make better plans for improving services to the county and its residents. This is Neil Bench.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.